بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله ذي الكرم الواسع والفضل المتتابع الذي جعل إلينا حبيب الشافع والصلاة والسلام على منبئ الخيرات المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وقدوتنا وإمامنا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحابته ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين ما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في كلامه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيتها النمل ادخلوا مساكنكم لا يحطمنكم سليمان وجنوده وهم لا يشعرون صدق الله العظيم وقال نبينا وحبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم من خاف أدلجه ومن أدلج بلغ المنزل ألا إن سلعة الله الغالية ألا إن سلعة الله الجنة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام All praise and glory be to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Nourisher, sustainer, provider, protector, controller of every single thing exist Peace and salutation be upon our beloved master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Upon his family members, companions Upon every single Muslim brothers and sisters who followed and who is following and who will follow and serving the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till the day of Qiyamah. In fact, I'm really happy and delighted to meet you guys after a very, very long time, of a long gap. In fact, alhamdulillah, although we are apart as Muslims, we are always united in our hearts. We always pray for each other. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep all of us united in our hearts and in our actions. Meantime, I want to remind myself and all of you that the suffering Muslim brothers right around the world, in Palestine, Syria, Egypt, Burma, and in other part of the world, may Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them ease. That why I started with that, we're all using Facebook, we all are in touch in Twitter. All these first-hand information, what's happening down there, we get through that. So when we get information that this has happened, as Muslims, as human beings, that it has to make some difference. We need to have some feeling, at least pray for them, remember them, make dua that Allah should give them ease, and seek refuge from Allah from a condition that Allah is testing them from. This is the sunnah of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever you see someone or witness someone who is suffering, witness someone who is suffering maybe from an illness, from anything, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us the dua. What's the dua? Alhamdulillahi alladhi aafani mimma abtalahu bihi kathira. All praise be to you, Allah, who you have protected me from what you have testing him. It's a test from Allah. So Allah has safeguarded us from all those sufferings, what is happening right around the world, in Muslim world especially. May Almighty Allah safeguard us and give all of them as soon a victory and ease. My dear respected brothers and friends in Islam, you know, Facebook has become part of our life. Facebook has become, in fact, more than our wife, more than our friends. Something that if you tell a young boy 10 years ago, 20 years ago, guys lived without it, he can't imagine. He said, oh, without it he lived? It has become his life. When you wake up in the morning, you say good morning in Facebook. He doesn't say good morning for someone who is front. He does not say salam to anyone. First he wake up, he has his mobile phone. He says, assalamu alaikum, good morning. He sends salam for all his friends. He's tweeting, you know, he sends a tweet saying this. He shares his picture, he said, a very nice day. Or he say, oh, bad day. So this has become part and parcel of our life. So what value that Facebook has added to you? What does it give you? When it comes to fatwa, a judgment, you're going to give a judgment. What is it, Facebook good or bad? No ulama or no mufti can say straightforward answer is good, or neither you can say it's bad. We are caught in between. No one can say it is halal, neither no one can give fatwa it is haram. We are caught in between that. We are caught in between that, and it has become a part of our life. So before we go on the social media's effect and what it's all about, we need to understand what is media is. Facebook is one of the medias. What is the media? I read the ayah and how the media should be used, and every creation of Allah, that every creation Allah has given them a media that they can communicate and they can actually exchange and they can give news to others, information to others. This is how Allah has created. A human being, we can take any creature, any creature. You go in YouTube, you can see about ants. BBC have put a documentary how the ants communicate. How do they pass informations when there's a danger is taking place? How do they safeguard each other? What is their media? It is a media. They're sending media means information, means how you get information, how you get a message. I read an ayah of in Surah An-Naml, in the time of Sulaiman alayhi salam, and Allah has mentioned that in Holy Quran, when the ant gave a message, i'lan, announcement to fellow ants, Ya ayyatuha an-naml udkhulu masakinakum, go and enter into your houses, wherever a safe place, go to a safe place. Go to a safe place because Sulaiman and his army is going to pass, they're going to cross by here without realizing they may hurt us. They might trample us. This might happen, so you move. This ant used a media to pass this message. This ant used the media on a positive way to pass a message and save his nation, save fellow ants. So you cannot say media is haram or media is bad or you cannot use. So understanding what is media is, there is ancient, you know, system, ancient methods how they used to communicate. But what has happened, those ancient methods, always human being is trying to improve. Communication, trying to improve. Transportation, they're trying to improve. Lifestyle, improving. Because they want in split second, a man living maybe in Europe, in split second he send a text message. If it takes 1 minute, it's still late. We want the message to reach on next second. Soon as it's typed, in fact, some of the social networks, you don't need, they did not finish the sentence still. They just type AB, you have got the AB already in your screen. They're trying to improve. Oh, sometimes it says that other person who is in other side is typing, writing. It says something is writing while you're writing. So much they're trying to improve the communication. That is what is called a media. Now we have understood what is media. We need a media. We cannot say a human being, can they live without a media? No. We need media to safeguard ourselves. We need a media to pass information to others. We need a media in order to develop, in order to, you know, exchange views. We need a media. Now this is another form of media. All of you here, we use so many, you know, information was sent right around. You guys came, now this is a physical contact between us. We are physically here, I'm talking to you, and then now you are listening to me. This is what Allah has given. The natural media, that's the speech ability that Allah has given. A language is a media. Language is a media, that's what we say, is a medium. How do I communicate? Some of the time if I communicate with you in Tamil, some of you may not understand. Some of you may not understand. It's just like a person doesn't have a Facebook. If someone is trying to send a message to you through Facebook, you're not getting it. That media, that connection you do not have. So this is what is a media. So you need that, you know, exchange information in order to pass the information to others. Now, when you take the Facebook, why did they invent the Facebook? And let us ask ourselves, what value does the Facebook have added into your life? As a human being,
as a member of the society, as a brother, as someone, what the value that has given you? Just think for yourself. What did you do with that? Because you have so much of friends in Facebook, does it mean that tomorrow you die, they're going to come and visit you? Tomorrow your janazah, they're going to come to your janazah salah because you have so much of friends in Facebook. Thousands maybe. Some accounts has even more than that. Any one of you who has, say, more than plus 5,000 friends, just raise your hand. Maybe you may have, I don't know. 5,000 friends in Facebook. Don't be shy. It's good having, you can, because you can pass one message to 5,000 people. Some of the Facebook page has 1 million likes. 1 million likes. Imagine, 1 million likes. Just in split second you can share information to 1 million people. 1 million accounts will reach that, you know, oh, you can share it. It's good or bad? So who has the most friends? You know, you think I have the most friends on Facebook. Anybody? Shaham, how many friends do you have? 600. Oh, he has not reached 1,000 yet. Anybody who's reached 1,000? 1K. Right. You have? No. Yeah, I have seen some accounts, you know, they do have. Right, anyway. So what is it that you must remember? It is a social media that you can share information, but that relationship is not a reality. It's not true. Only those who really physically knows you, physically knows you, and now they are away from you, now you're having communication with them, they will have a real feeling towards you. I'll tell you a friend, a story what happened. A grandfather, old man, he always see his grandson, you know, texting, you know, always. Grandfather asks, what are you doing? You know, grandpa, I'm with my friends, I'm chatting with them. Grandpa telling me, how many times, every time I see you chatting with them, how many friends do you have? He said, I have a couple of thousand friends. Grandpa was amazed, so many thousand friends. He said, okay, fine. Grandmother passed away. His grandpa expecting those thousand friends to attend the funeral. Nobody came. You know, when it comes to in Sinhalese community, when it comes to a funeral, it is a big show. If you're really friends and relative, you need to go there and they need to stay a few nights awake and help them and all this blah blah, so many expenses. You expect that, you know, his grandson has thousands of friends, they all will come, attend the funeral. Other day, the funeral, everything was over, grandpa was very angry. So you and your friends, they are useless. You don't have any friends, you're wasting time. They are not your real friends. You're not your real friends. None of them attended the funeral of your grandmother. You know what he says? He said, grandpa, you know, my friends, they have done whatever they have to do. He said, what? They have done whatever they have to do? You see, I shared the grandmother's, you know, grandmother's dead body. You see how many likes she has? You see how many likes? She got the most likes ever. And do you think it is reality getting likes there? That means they really like you? You have more friends, that means they're going to help you? It's not a reality. It's not a reality. Why they have introduced this? To keep us engaged in something that we will pass our time. To keep us engaged, especially when we are young. When we are young, we like to keep ourselves engaged in something which is really just not, we don't have responsibility, no exam. Do you like to write everyday exams? No. You want to be free always. In Facebook, you are free. You are not being taken to count what you tell there. You can talk what you want. You can say whatever you want. You will not be taken into count there. It is free. You do A. So youngsters, they need their life to be free. So these medias have been introduced. There is a positive part of it. You have more friends. Yes, you can share information. But what is the purpose it's going to serve by having it and you're not doing something constructively? You just texting them, they are talking to you. Other day I was driving down for a funeral, for a janaza, late night, about 11:30 or 12. And I have a Facebook page, you know. And I have a Facebook account too, just to see what's happening. So I was seeing through, I see all the friends, whoever I see, all of them, the green, you know, the green mark, they're all online. So sometimes, you know, all the everyone who has Facebook in mobile, it shows like they're online. But I was just trying whether to see they're awake. Just send salam alaikum. Just send one. I just send in a group message. One guy said, Walaikum salam. Another guy said, hey, late night, he's not realizing, Sheikh, we didn't hear from you for long, where have you been? Now the chat is, I'm coming down, the driver's driving. And I think, hey, it's late night, I ask him, what are you doing? Yes, hey, Sheikh, you know, I don't feel sleepy, so this is what I'm doing. Late night, so do you think that he's going to wake up for tahajjud? Do you think he's going to wake up for fajr, in fact? No, he sleep late, 1, 2 in the morning, or 12 o'clock in the morning. Does it help him? Is he sharing something that will benefit him or benefit others? So we need to understand, whatever, you know, this world, they say, you know, buy this, many a time, the world, the culture, the marketing culture, and whatever you see around, that will make you buy, that will make you involved in something that you really doesn't need that. Doesn't need. Many times you go to many houses, they have more stuff that they don't use than the stuff that they use. You ask them, why did you buy? No, went to supermarket. They went to buy one thing. Saw something nice. Oh, they buy it. Coming here, this is how they are designed. Supermarket, those days, if you go 10, 50 years back, we never went to supermarket here. We went to a boutique. We don't see what to have. We say, can I have a kilo of sugar? He gives a kilo of sugar, come back. You don't, only what you need, you tell the shopkeeper, he says, okay, that's what I have, you take and go. There's nothing extra. Now you walk in, maybe to just buy 1 kilo of sugar, or just to buy a pair of slippers, you end up buying more things. And they make things more easy for you now. What? You don't have money? Now they introduce credit card. Don't worry. Now we say front, they say, we accept Visa, we accept credit card. They put front, when you're entering itself, now your nafs says that, okay, you don't have now. I have 60 days, you know, my dad can pay, or 60 days I can do something, you know. Let me buy this. Maybe this offer, I won't get it tomorrow. Actually, you don't need that. So this is how, when it comes to many things, we get into Facebook because everybody is there. We get into Facebook, I'm not saying come out of it, close your account. But I'm saying, use that in such way that you will be able to answer Allah, that in day of Qiyamah, every word, every letter you type on Facebook in your screen, don't think that is not going to come in Akhirah, that's going to come. Maybe here, you're not going to be caught. Maybe here, you can create a fake profile. Other day, one fellow, he said, his name is Yusuf Rocks. Yusuf in the front, in the back, Rocks. So he has put a picture, and maybe it's a fake, you know, I don't know if it's true or not. Yusuf rocks, yes, he will rock there if he doesn't make it sure that he rocks well here. You know, sometimes we don't know why we are doing certain things, why we are into it, just because we want to pass time. You know, a survey done in Sri Lanka, they went through why children are failing, why students are failing examination in that. 60% or 65% they are found in modern cities like Kandy, Colombo, and in modern way there is development, everybody have mobile phone. 65% and more fails because of Facebook. Because of Facebook. They go to study, they get ping, a noise. You know, a message has come. They just go ahead. Now who's this? And many a time, we have more friends from opposite, you know, our sisters in Islam. Our sisters in Islam, and we're doing dawah. You know, very, 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 very personal dawah. We want her to become hijabi, we want her to become niqabi, and we want her to become very pious, mashallah, by sharing and texting her, saying, you know what, must be you are a Muslim, you know, you look really beautiful. You really don't know how that she looks. How does she look? You don't know really. Many a time that you waste your time. You waste your time, your concentration goes. That needs concentration. Takes your time away. End of the day, you have not done anything constructive. You have not done anything. Many companies, you go to many companies, they have blocked. They have blocked from their server, they have blocked, they cannot go to Facebook. They cannot go to Facebook. Why? What happened? They go sit in the... It's haram. It's a company's money, company's internet time and everything. They're sitting and they're chatting on Facebook. It's haram. You cannot do. So they can't control their workers. So they have put certain, you know, I don't know what, softwares and all those things. As soon as they want to go to Facebook, it blocks. It doesn't allow you to go. Why? Everybody's wasting their time. In fact, we are made, we spend more time. We spend more time in Facebook than we spend time with our families. Just calculate. With our friends, with our brothers and sisters, with our mom, we don't talk. Now, we text. They have become a culture. Na'uz billah. Allah forbid, in Europe and other parts, youngsters, the parents have one complaint about the young generation. I was there in this Ramadan in Canada. Many parents, they say, young generation, they don't talk to us, communicate to us. Parents are psychologically down. When you ask something, mom, I want that. Not telling that. Going to the shop, mom has to see what the son needs in the mobile phone. You know, they are, have become so much programmed into that. They feel easy to express in their text language than using their mouth, using, you know, and telling, you know, verbally, mom, what I want. You cannot explain and express your real love and feeling through your text. In family, actually, in immediate family, you need that. You're growing apart. A social media must bring you closer, but it's making you grow apart. From whom? You are closer to someone who you don't know. You are very dear to someone who you really, you don't know who he is. Who is she? But whole day what happened, you give the full report to her. This is what happened. How was the school? You give everything. You, mom, you walk in home, mom, how's school? She's alright. Walk in, that's it. It's okay. What did you do? Something. Where are you going? Somewhere. This is what our young generation's attitude has become because of this. I am not saying, you remember one thing. You can make use of that. You need to have discipline in your life. Anything in this life, in this world, anything is too much, is what? Becomes poison. Anything you do over the limit, that will destroy you. It can be anything. Food you must eat. You need food to keep you fit. You eat more, you are in trouble. You are in trouble. Everything, there is a limit. Same way, when you take this social media. Social media, I'll tell you instance way, positive stories and then negative stories. You go to China, you know China? In China, Facebook doesn't work. All the social media, they have blocked it. The reason they don't want Chinese citizens, they don't want Chinese citizens to get influenced by other part of the world. They have programmed the Chinese, actually. The Chinese government have programmed them, this is what is your life. Like they say, you know, they say, like Allah have designed, Allah has given a taqdeer. They say, if you're going to live in China, this is how you have to live. That is a topic on its own. They have not allowed any Facebook, nothing, no social media. The reason, it influences us. It makes us confused. We are confused. You just ask, you want to do something. No, you finish with your A-levels, or you finish with your, you know, your ordinary level exam. You ask, what do I do? You get thousands of comments saying, what are you going to do? They write, some kind of said this, that, this. You're confused. It confuses you. So this is something that we need to, you know, connect ourselves with the world, know what is happening around, but
same time, we need to have a screening. We need to have a strainer where we strain the information what comes in that. We strain that and say, okay, this is good, I will take in. This is bad, I... You see a friend who is always uploading things that is taking your iman away. Always uploading a new phone. It's a marketing place. Nowadays they market everything on Facebook. You put on Facebook, it sells fast. It sells fast. Every company, every product has a Facebook page. Why? It reaches people very quick and fast and attractive. Now what happens? You need to screen it. You see, okay, this guy, not good. This page, uploading bad things, you block that. Don't think, okay, I must know what is happening. What the bad people are doing, I must know. In fact, Allah forbid, you keep listening, you keep reading it, one day you become a bad man. You will read. Whatever you share, if you are like that page, whatever they upload, whatever they share, you're going to read that. You're going to go through in that. The more you read the negative thing, your mind recalls it. In fact, you don't know what you're doing. Sometimes you get dragged into that. Because it has been programmed in your mind. Sometimes we do so many things that we don't know why we did it. Why we did that. But same time, we can use this Facebook or something concerned. Facebook is a public media. There is a personal media public. Nowadays, people don't have ethics. No moral value. They don't know what they're supposed to share on Facebook and what they're not supposed to. There are certain things is haram to share on Facebook. Haram to share. Many a time, may Allah forbid, we go to weddings. MashaAllah, friend goes and says, oh, my friend's couple, nice couple, you know. And he shares. You know, na'uzubillah, so much time you go down in that comment and see, you see dirty comments. It's haram. Because you uploaded it, so many people have made all these comments, you are part of that sin. You are part of that sin. They don't have anything to do, they just comment. They comment and you think every picture, every photo that you upload, remember one thing, Facebook has destroyed many families. Many families. That brought suspicion between husband and wife. Why? Do we need something like that? Something that we really don't need in our life actually to live a happy life. We don't really need that. People before us, 50 years ago, they lived a very happy life, a peaceful life, a very blessing, barakat life. They had 10 children, 5 children. They managed with little money that they have. All of us, many of us are product of that. Our fathers did not have. This is the generation having Facebook. Our fathers did not have Facebook. But what has it done? Has taken away from, you know, taken us away from a righteous path. It has taken us away from righteous path. So we have to remember, certain things cannot be uploaded or shared in Facebook. Remember, some of the time, the guys go on holiday, they share their pictures. No, we are boys, no problem. Standing on everything. You know, remember one thing, brothers. Remember, when you upload, people can copy that picture. Can they? They can save that picture. They can save and they can misuse your picture. They can misuse your picture and it can destroy your life. Why do you need to do that? Remember something. Okay, for identification you have put it just one. Okay, this is one. So, right. One picture, that's enough. Maybe think, why are we doing it? Why are we into it? The world, the countries with their power ahead of us, they are regretting. They are regretting that why did we do this? Our young generation is gone. Why are we doing it? If you want to protect yourself, if you want to have a great future, remember you need to know how to discipline yourself in that.
You need to know how to discipline yourself in the Facebook. You have an account, yes. That is account something that you need to have interaction with others who you know. Yes, share good information. Share good information. A hadith you can share on that. الدال على الخير كفاعله. If you can guide someone for a good cause, for a good action or something good, is equal as you have done it. Remind people about what is happening. Certain countries, they really made use of this social, you know, media, especially the Facebook, and they really brought changes, revolution in their countries. Revolution, because all the other media was controlled by state, state control medias, but they wanted to bring revolution. Change the youngsters' mind, how they think. They did that in Tunisia, in Egypt, many parts of the world. They created group, they campaigned, they came together for a good cause. Created event, they haven't even met each other. And they all got together for a cause. But what are we doing? Just ask yourself, if you are spending about 2 hours on Facebook, how much good you are doing, how much bad, and how much that which will not help us in this world, here in Akhirah. There are certain things not going to help us here, neither in Akhirah. It's a waste. It's a waste. So, remember one thing. You remember that you're going on a life that shaitan is always trying. Like I said, why they have introduced to keep ourselves very busy. And especially the Muslim world, and we are Muslim, we are very smart. Our forefathers, we have inherited that, you know, that intellect, knowledge, the smart. Our tradition is very, very rich. Very, very rich. They want to deprive us. They want to keep us away. And we are the leaders. Allah has given that to us. They want us to go away from that straight path. They want us to think about something. You know, other day a youngster, I was really sorry. He was saying, you know what? If America attacks Syria, Sheikh, you know what? I'm going to America. You know, America is going to be a superpower for the next 1,000 years. Huh? He's so convinced. I say, what? Where did he get that from? So actually, many youngsters, many of us are living in a dream world. They want us to believe what they want to be believed. They want us to listen what they want. They are actually controlling us. We have become slave of the media. We have become slave. They want us to dress what they want. So much. They bombard us with so much of information. They upload that t-shirt, this. End of the day, you go to a fashion store and clothing store. You see, you really, as soon as you go, you get that picture. You grab it. You don't think. You grab that. It controls you. So much you see that it controls. Why do we need to live that? And end of the day, na'udhu billah, if that enforcement or if that information what we are getting or the influence, if it's good, alhamdulillah, that will take us to Jannah. But in fact, it is taking us away from it. It is taking us away from it. Remember, there are many young men who have got married, they don't have a happy marriage life. Why? Why? Because they're on Facebook. They have so much of friends, they can chat, share. Once you're married, they think, oh, no. You think your wife will allow you to be in Facebook and chat with girls? Your wife will not allow you. And do you think you will allow your wife to chat? You're going to get married to someone and you're like, oh, you chat. You share in the night, she's sleeping next to you and she's studying. Will you allow that? You won't allow that. But many youngsters and many girls have become really addicted to that. They can't without it. Now they say, no, we can't. I'm not doing anything. I'm having, you know, just
social interaction. I need to know what is happening. Auzubillah. Do you need something like that? Do you need, what is our priority? That's what we need to understand. What is our priority in our life? Who you are is not about how many friends you have in Facebook. Who you are is not about what watch you wear, what brand you wear, what car you drive, none. That doesn't belong to you at all. People, when you drive in that car, people will look at, oh, you are thinking in that car, you're thinking, you know, everybody's looking at me. Nobody's looking at you, they're looking at the car. You think, okay, you dress your girl nice, your wife very nice, and walk, and everybody, oh, this guy is lucky. No, they are not thinking you are lucky. They are looking at the wife and say, oh, this girl is poor, shame. She didn't get a good guy like me. They're not looking at you and thinking that, yeah, you are a great, yeah, she's a lucky guy. No, they're thinking, oh, shame, poor girl. She doesn't have a good taste. Na'uzubillah. It's not who we are. Not the material value. This is what the world is saying. The world is telling this, how much you have, you achieve that. This is the influence what you get through Facebook. If you have good friends in Facebook, mashallah, there are great shuyukhs. There are great shuyukhs. There's a sheikh called Ail al-Qarni. He has a Facebook page, but he uploads many things in Arabic. Almost 99.9% in Arabic. You know, he has uploaded in Ramadan just one day before the last 10 days. I read that, you know. That remains in my mind till the last day of Ramadan. Allah reward that sheikh. He uploaded 3 words, he said. What did he say? He said, what do? You prepare. You prepare yourself before you meet. You prepare your qabr. Prepare your qabr before you reach there. You please your God before you meet Him. Please the God before you meet Him. Allahu Akbar. قَبْلَ أَيْ يَلْقَى قَبْلَ أَيْ يَسْقُطْ. Before you fall into the qabr, prepare your qabr. Prepare, you know, please your God before you meet Him. Just think about it. So we can use that constructively. So you can use that in such way that you give a good message to the world. And if you have good friends, yes, you are getting good influence. You are getting good information. If you have bad guys in that, you have liked bad, there are pages which is haram for you to like that page. There are friends, it's haram for you to have connection with them, add them into your friends list. It's haram. Take them out. They will give you bad influence. They will give you, you know, they will actually influence you to do haram. They will upload, you know, there's even tonight a party and they upload a page, upload a picture, you know, in this party, all these short skirts will be there. You didn't have that intention. But now Shaitan is saying, what? Let me work a plan. You're having a fight. A fight is going on between you and Shaitan. Some of the time, inshallah, if your iman is strong, if you have the fear of Allah, you will overpower Shaitan. If not, Shaitan will overpower you. You may lose. So for you to come into that situation of fighting with enemy, fighting with Shaitan, that's how? Through that. You can have a Facebook page to have, you know, connection with your brothers, with your sisters, with your mothers. You have a physical, when they are far away, yes, have that. There are information which is very private, you should not share them. There are certain things has to be spoken only inside the room. There are certain things only should be shared inside the house. There are certain things only you can share with few people. You cannot share that on a public forum. You know, it's like you're making it, you're putting a big poster and say, you know, this is what. You cannot do that. That's what's happening. We are not realizing the sin of it. When you do that, when you expose someone, maybe would have done something wrong. You think a friend, you want, hey, I'll do something good. You know, you got caught, you took a picture, you upload it. You know, even he's doing something wrong, you have no right to expose that to others. Every time another person sees that, you are getting sick. Every time another person sees that, we are not realizing it is you are playing with fire. Facebook is like you are playing with the fire or you are playing with knife. You just miss, you are in danger. You are in danger. So you must be really skillful to play with fire. You must be really skillful to play with that sharp, you know, object. So what is the skill you need? Skill of Iman and Taqwa. Skill of Iman and Taqwa and good environment. Peer pressure is good. Positive peer pressure. You need to have friends who positively give you a pressure. Today many of you would have come because of your friend. He gave you a pressure. You must come today. You came with that pressure. It's good. That's me welcome. If you are getting that through Facebook, we welcome that. And it is halal and in fact you are getting reward. But same time, through that pressure, you can see, oh, the creator event. And so, who's coming? He's confirmed. Oh, he's coming. If he's going, I must go. Am I right? We get that on the event, they say, he has confirmed, this person has confirmed, this person has confirmed. Some of the time you don't want to go, but because of your good buddy, a friend who you really want to be with him, is coming there, you want to go there. If that place is good, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. But if it is going to be a place that a disobedience of Allah is going to take place, all of you in whole can sin. My dear respected brothers and friends in Islam, let us think and use this is something that we need. We can live without it. Remember something. We can live without it. Just try it. Actually, it is a trouble. Other guy wants, Sheikh, I text you so many times in Facebook, no reply. I text you so many times in Facebook. You know, some of the time it's not something important. If you really urgent, you need something, you can call. Or you can put a text on a mobile, then yes, we can answer. That's something you... Facebook, you don't really care. You don't really care. You think, no, it's not. Because many times you don't view what is happening there. When you're busy. But remember one thing. That is not your life. That is not life. And that will not add any value for your life. Unless you make use of it in a positive way. You pass a message in a positive way. Other day I saw one of the sheikhs. I can't remember who is the sheikh. He has uploaded someone of his family member have passed away. He has mentioned that so and so passed away, please make dua. I went to Allahu Akbar. So much of comments, all of them saying, may Allah grant him Jannah, may Allah grant him Jannah. I see about 20, 30 comments granting Jannah. If you can make use of, if you have friends who will, you know, same time. Another guy somewhere, he has put something, you know, my mother or someone is ill. The guy, maybe he doesn't know. He has put a comment. Who cares? Do you want comments like that? Do you want friends in your Facebook page, in your Facebook account, who will say, if you say, oh, my mom is really not well, please make dua, he's going to write, who cares? You want friends like that? Then you need to select who. You need to select, with this friend, make dua for me. If you don't know, just don't go and add them. Strangers are dangerous. Strangers are dangerous. When we are small, in school they teach. Strangers, don't get close to strangers. You know what they will do? Same thing. In Facebook, strangers, why do we need a strange man? Strange person, why do we need? What will he do? Many people are falling into trouble also. Some of them in the jail because of the strangers. Because of the thing. I know so many people who have got in and get caught because they don't know them. They have shared so much of information with people who are involved in terrorist activities. They can track you if they want. They can see with whom you are communicating, what information you are giving. You are innocent. They can make use of you. And many of them, they are in trouble. Many of them in trouble. So remember something. This is, Facebook is something that is there for you to share information, good information, give people. Like what the and in time of Sulaiman alayhi salam did. This is going to happen. Please stay away from it. Stay. Campaign against all vice and evil act in Facebook. Do that. If all of you decide to do, he says 600. If I just imagine all of you have 500 friends and all of you make use of your account to pass good information, mashallah, there is a good number here. You can change. You can change the way people think. You can change how a youngster, what he wants to be, who he is. This is what we are. We can't afford to waste even 1 minute of our life. Every minute counts. Every second counts. We are getting closer to the qabr. We don't know when our time will end. We don't know when our time will end. We are getting closer. All of you are now responsible for your acts. All of you are above 15. Islamically, you become baligh or 15 and above, you are responsible for yourself. You are responsible for your action. You are responsible for every word that you utter. You are responsible, not your parents. So remember one thing. This is something that Allah has given us. People, you know, before us who lived, they never had this opportunity of giving da'wah. Day of Qiyamah, if you make use of, inshaAllah, if you make use of your Facebook account or whatever it is, positively, day of Qiyamah, you can say, like that young boy said to the grandfather, I have, you know, thousands of friends, couple of thousands, and grandfather was happy. You can go and tell Allah, I have shared the information, the da'wah. I have given the message, a da'wah message, to so much of thousands of people. Allah. Maybe you are not able to do it physically, but Allah has given you this opportunity and that. And you can turn, you can tell them, convert them. If you know this friend is doing that, tell, advise him through that. Make use of it. But even that, you need to minimize your time in that. Minimize your time. It's a danger. If you're going to spend a lot of time, you're going to have a lot of psychological problems. You will not. Your mind is programmed to see the screen. Your mind is used to communicate through texting. I told you that. You will not be able to communicate with someone who is in front of you. It's a danger. Your son will want to talk to you. You are not ready. You cannot talk to him. It's a danger. Remember something. That we are heading towards it. So be careful. Minimize the time that you spend on this. Be disciplined. If you're going to be in the morning, just make it half an hour. Is more than enough for you for a day. Half an hour. Now some of the guys thinking, half an hour? Not enough at all. Sheikh could have told at least 6 hours. Alhamdulillah. Pretty brothers, remember, half an hour is more than enough. More than enough. So let us make use of this. And you know, especially, you know, at that time, you know what is happening in our country. All those hate speeches, the negative thought, negative, you know, impression about Muslim was first started on Facebook. First started on blogs. They spread so much. So we Muslim friends, we Muslim brothers, we fail. We fail to create a positive image about the Muslims of Sri Lanka using the media. We did not. We failed. And some of us now, like the cardboard heroes, you call them cardboard heroes. Now when someone, a guy has uploaded something very bad, you swear at him. You say what? You come out. Don't be like a sissy, you know. Come out, I'll do something. Don't just upload. That's not going to help. I see comments some of the time. But you sissy, you're uploading this way. Come front and tell. You see what I do? Na'uzubillah. It's not that. We did not share who Muslim are. We did not share that. We did not give the image of who we are, what we believe. We just wasted our time on that. We are answerable in day of Qiyamah for that. Remember, we are answerable for every action. For every action that we are answerable. So, thoughts. Another very, very important thing. Who you are is about how you think. It's not how you look.
When you look at something, how do you picture that? And what do you think about that? That is who you are.
And that comes from here.
And for you to come a good and positive thought, your media has to be good. Whatever you listen, whatever you see, with whom you interact, if that is good, yes, you're going to get good thoughts. You're going to get good information. I'll tell you something. There was a white boy, white man in South Africa. You know, apartheid in South Africa, until 1994, they had apartheid. They call it, they say, they had program in white school, and they had program, education program in black school, that they teach the black boy, youngster, saying, you know what? You are being created to serve the white man. He's your godfather. You know, you have to do this work. So they program. This is what has been bombarded by him. So he thinks that that is what his job is. He has convinced himself. He has accepted that life. He don't want to come forward. In other hand, they program. These are education programs. In other hand, for white men, young men, they have educated. You know who you are? These are not these black men. They are not human beings. They are animals. You can make use of them like you making use of cattle. They are here to serve us. They are our servants. After the apartheid, you know, some people, when they have been bombarded with that, they believe that. You imagine your mother tells you so many times. Your mother tells you so many times, this is bad, he's bad, don't go closer, closer. Eventually, you will accept that. You will accept that. Because it's something that, yeah, that's what they're doing in the media. They're showing the people with turban. Ooh, they come with the guns. You know, oh, this guy's going to kill you. The carbies, they say, oh, they have bombs. Be careful. So those poor young children, they don't know. When they see someone with the turban, help, they scream. What? They're scared. You can't blame them. This is what their program. And see, if they want to show a bad man, they show him. Nauzubillah. You know, that is happening in our country too. That is happening in our country too. I walked into one supermarket. You know, those places where frequently people see me, they know. Sometime in the morning, Fajr time, for Fajr, I wear the turban. I wore the turban and then that was in my head and realized I went to the bakery. It was in the supermarket. I went there. The girl there, you know, maybe that's the first time, second time or third time I'm going there. Few times. She would have seen me, but as soon as she saw me, she's not taking my order. She's looking at me. Said, excuse me. She's staring at me. I said, what? Excuse me. See, after a while, she realized, oh, wait. Then she told, no, sorry. I thought to someone, you know, I got scared. What is this? This is what is happening. But we failed to show our, this, what they are planning, what they are doing. Nauzubillah. Whoever they are, we don't worry. We don't need to worry. But we are using the same media and we are wasting our time. So this information comes in. Sometimes you look at, now how do we know this is black? So many times you have learned. You go to another prison, you take a child, keep him in the room and say, white, white, white. Every time you say, take your white book, he'll take that. Is it white? No, it's black. Because we believe this is black. If someone has taught you from your childhood, this is white, you're going to say it's white. In other language, you say, take your white. He doesn't know white or black. If he knows the other language, kala, he says, yes, I take the kala, you know, that is. You remember, that's how our mind is programmed. If you want to get good thoughts, good ideas, positive ideas, first it generates from here. For you to generate that, you need to get good information. So Facebook is influenced, it will influence us. Our youngsters are influenced by Facebook. We are, even though you don't realize we are.
some of the young men, I asked the boy, for one whole year, the father and mother is crying. He wants to get married. Alhamdulillah. They've gone and seen more than a dozen of girls. He's not happy. Ask him, they told Sheikh, just talk to him for a while. I talked to him, what do you really want? Were you looking at a long nose, a short nose, tall, height? He doesn't know what he wants. He had a pad or some Samsung phone, something. He said, give me that. Can I have a look? I went on Facebook, I see. He has the pictures of so many girls, he's confused now. Of course he's going to get confused. Of course he's going to get confused. He don't know what to take. Na'uzubillah. Remember, don't destroy your life. Don't destroy your mind. Don't destroy your heart. Heart has to be kept pure. Your mind has to be kept fresh. Freshness and pure to be, that is all about. When it comes to Facebook, when you get bad and dirty and haram information through that, then what happens? When you get it through that, that's how you are. If you're sharing bad things, that means your heart has become really dead. Your mind is really dead. Remember something. May Allah forbid, may Allah protect you. Don't be like people physically looks like human being from outside. Inside you have become animals. There's no difference. You don't see any difference. Because of this, you're sharing so many information. You have to protect yourself. So, the fatwa on Facebook is what? Is it haram or halal? It's haram or halal? All of you looking at up. To become halal, it's depend on every individual. You know, you can control yourself. You can discipline yourself. You know, I will block them. If you have good friends, if you're sharing good things through Facebook and you're not getting any negative and bad influence through Facebook, that means it is halal, and in fact it is encouraged for you to do that. You need to go on. I'll just compare another fatwa onto this. You're walking in the street. There's a chapter in the fiqh called Luqta and Naqid. Luqta means something lost and you are finding. Someone has misplaced something and you pick it up. You walk there, the fatwa is there. When you see that, first you need to ask, am I a person, can I take that? Look for the owner. Am I trustworthy? Will I misuse this or not? You are not the owner of it. You have to keep that for one whole year. Announce it for one whole year in public places, and nobody comes it, then you can claim it for yourself. You need to protect that amana. So it says that if you are able to do that, then you have to pick it up. If not, you have to leave. Picking it up is haram, because in fact you will misuse it. So it is about every individual. How? If you can control yourself, if you can use the Facebook in a positive way that can spread the message of peace and message of love, not love with the opposite gender, love for humanity. Love for humanity. Then you second, love, oh. Love means we all have that, you know. We all love things, you know. That is within ourselves. That is not bad. But we have to love good things, halal things we must love. We have to love that, you know. So remember, if you can, then you can use that. Again, if you are unable to do that, it is haram. It's haram. You know, it's not easy, haram and halal. You will not have a gravity of haram and halal if you don't have iman, if you don't fear Allah, if you don't know about akhirah. You know what is going to happen? You remember, we are living in a dream world. We're living in a dream world that's going to come to an end. The real world will start from your time of death. So we need to prepare ourselves. And this Facebook and all the other media, so whatever is around you, must help you to please Allah, must help you to achieve your goal, must help you to spread the message of peace right from the world. So my respected brothers and friends in Islam, and we know, and I don't want to go detail on Twitter as well, it's something similar. We cheat people. You know, some great people are becoming fall in trouble because of cheat. You don't know who is re-cheating you, who is taking that and cheating back to whom you may fall in trouble. So remember that. When you're using that, you use it with responsibility. Use it in a positive way that you can spread the message to everybody. Don't misuse that. If you don't know to use that, please keep it. You're not gonna lose anything. In fact, you will be very active socially. You will have better friends. You will have everything outside than this. So remember, that is something very, very important. Facebook, that you need to be very careful. When you look at that, it's a danger. So I must know. Am I going to make use of it? Or I'm going to stay away from it? May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me and all of you and the generation to come, you know, protect all of them the iman and taqwa, and protect all of them from the evil of this media, especially social media, and give us the knowledge and the ability to make use of this media in a positive way. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I'm really happy today, the house is full. I think there is no more room, but mashallah, we need to keep doing this. We need to keep doing it. Get some message back home, you know, go back home and give this message, share this message, whatever you have learned, even whatever you know, whatever you have picked up, share that. Then you're going to, you know, spread this message to a lot of people. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
For more lectures, visit slhub.com.